Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I know it's not the popular thing to say, or maybe it is the popular thing to say, but I love ads. I love advertising. Advertising does so much for me. It does so much for everybody. I can't think of a world or a place without ads. I mean, seriously, ads tell me what to buy. If there wasn't for advertising, or there wasn't the case for ads, I wouldn't know what to buy. Come on, shirts. I need to know what to buy. The ads help me out. Pants, clothing, TVs, DVRs. Ads are extremely important. Ads play a large part in our life. Never mind the ads that show up on websites that completely takes over and maybe download some kind of ransom. Ransom, right? Download ransom. All right, yeah. That'll take over your computer. Hey, pay me in bitcoins and you'll get access to your computer back. Man, never mind that ads could be the delivery system for that. It happens. Just pay the bitcoins. Get it over. Also, watching TV, cable, network, whatever, what have you. Commercials let me know when it's time to go to the restroom. Come on, think about that for a second. You're sitting there, you're watching your show. All right, yeah. About 30 seconds into it. Hey, it's a commercial. Time to use the restroom. Come back. Ad's still on. Okay. What else do I have to do? Maybe I should clean up, tidy up a bit if it's not already tidy. Oh, wait. How about let me pick up the phone and call someone or talk to the person next to me. Wait a minute. Who calls people anymore? Should have said text or Snapchat someone. Okay, yeah, we'll go with Snapchat somewhere. That's the better alternative, right? Everyone Snapchats. If you don't, I'll finish that thought later. So commercials give us the opportunity to do other things while we're watching our show. Never mind the people that Netflix and chill. Yeah, they just binge watch. No commercials. Let's just watch all the way through. That extra time that we can have, that extra time that we can do, we're not going to utilize it doing anything else. We're just going to sit there, slump. We're going to Netflix and chill. I'm sorry. I think I'm a part of that too. So. Granted, you have to Netflix and chill with someone else. Oh, you have to set a timer to let you know when it's okay to do other things. In fact, it's to the point now, after you watch so many episodes in a row, Netflix lets you know that it kind of asks you a question. Are you still watching? Because you've done watched so many in a row. And I want to make sure that you're okay. Because normally not that many people watch that many shows in a row. So when you reach that threshold, when you reach that that barrier, that point, I'm going to ask you the question. Are you still watching? And let me translate that for you. Are you okay? Do you need to do something else? Have you used the restroom yet? And that's your opportunity to snap out of that malaise and do something else. But watching regular TV, cable, or anything else with advertising and commercials, the commercials let you know when it's time to use the restroom and when it's time to do something else. See, advertising, commercials, very, very, very important. Without the advertising and commercials, you may end up like Harvey. Sorry. Hate to put your business out there on the street, but I'm pretty sure everybody in New York already knows. Oops. My bad, bro. Sorted in the cable, letting you know when to do other things, and ads and advertising, telling you what to buy, telling you what to get, and basically telling you what to do. Advertising is important. And that's why it's hard for me to believe that the NBA has just now decided to have advertising on the jersey. Football got this right a long time ago. When I'm talking about football, I'm talking about football. Like you're actually football. In some circles, it's known as soccer. Soccer, right? Soccer. Okay, yeah. But football. They got it right a long time ago by putting the advertisers on the jersey. And this is where I tell you that I'm truly upset with the NBA. Come on. Follow me here real quick. I know I shouldn't be, but I am. I'm upset with the NBA because it's taken them so long to understand how important advertising is in our lives. Advertising let us know when to do so many different things. And so adding this advertising ads on jersey, it's another thing that can help us with our daily lives while watching NBA basketball. Commercials, all that's good and great. It can indicate certain things, like when to use the restroom. But actually watching the game and seeing the ads on the jersey, please tell me what's to buy. Tell me what to buy. Tell me what's happening. What's the new trendy thing that's taking place, that's going on? Because without that knowledge or without that ad on the jersey, I don't know where I'd be. Where'd we be without the ads and the advertisement? Extremely disappointed in the NBA that it took them so long. And the NBA usually have been progressive in far as their rules and things they done to the game or ways they changed the game throughout the years. One point, you can hand check. Now, it's frowned upon. One point, you had to play man-to-man defense. Now, you can play zone somewhat. One point, they moved the three-point line in. Then they realized they made a mistake. They moved it back to his original spot. But hey, mistakes happen. NBA, You can make this up to me. You can make this up to us. You can do the right thing and take some time to reflect on his idea. Granted, I know it's a 3-year experiment, but you should look to initiate. You should look to go ahead and make this the law of the land. Do it now. Do it ASAP. But instead of only just letting one advertisement be on the jersey, that a team can, each individual team that can negotiate for themselves, you have to take that away and just have it unlimited. Whatever team can get advertising, let them do it. Go ahead. Because really, when you watch the game, who's paying attention to the jerseys? So if advertising on the jersey is a way to grow the league and grow the sport and bring more money to the owners, to the league, and to the players, hey, I ain't mad at you. I ain't got nothing but love for you. What do you think? So, the one advertisement, come on, let's be real. Make it unlimited. Make it to the point where teams can negotiate deals and get however many advertising they want, however many sponsors they want, however many, whoever wants to put whatever on there. Granted, if it's within, you know, the laws of the bylaws that you guys have. Not sure how that works because I never actually got a chance to read it or be a part of that. I'm looking forward to that in the future. Definitely on my to-do list. Help a brother out. So whoever wants to pay the money, however much, and want to advertise on an NBA team, on an NBA jersey, go for it. Like I said, NBA, you are late to the game. Wish you would have thought about this earlier. Wish you would have came around to this earlier. Because football had it right. And football got it right. Because when I watch football, I see the sponsors, but I don't see the sponsors. So if you have somebody willing to pay X amount of dollars to put it on a jersey so it can be seen by X amount of viewers, go for it. Do it. Do it. I'm all for it. I'm all down. I'm down with it. And I don't understand why that's somebody else or why it's looked in a negative light. Because at some point, you're going to get used to it. It's going to blend in. You're not going to notice the advertising. You're not going to notice it. It's just going to be something that's there, but it's not there. And if you are actually paying attention to the advertising, maybe you shouldn't be watching basketball, because it's obviously basketball isn't your sport of choice and definitely not something that you are watching. Because if you're watching the game or you're paying attention to the game, you're not concentrating to focus on the advertising. Unless you're with your friend and you had some kind of argument or some kind of fight, and you're pouting, and you, then I can see. But other than that, come on, advertising on a jersey. What is this, 1960? Huh. I don't see anything wrong with it. Go for it. In fact, advertising is a way of life. It's the life we live. We be about that life. And to the, what was it again? 5 millions that's listening. Thank you for listening. Extra, extra. Peace. Out. Oh.